brothers and sisters, the Siyam is a good training for us to develop our iman and our piety, taqwa, and to realize that this commitment is based upon the love of Allah and the earnest effort to gain His pleasure and to acknowledge that it is only through His bounties that we are able to drive our existence, sustenance. This commitment is based upon a person's ability to abstain from his cherished and natural desire for food and sex, honoring and holding dear the obedience and pleasure of Allah over his own pleasures, demonstrating his preference of the hereafter over this life. Fasting, brothers and sisters, enhances the believer's piety and devotion to Allah and being mindful of Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you who believe, the fast has been made obligatory on you, just as it was prescribed for the followers of the prophets before you. It is expected that this will generate piety in you. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from ordering us to fast during the month of Ramadan, to gain the piety, the taqwa, to reach that level, to be among the best of His creations. And you can realize this fact very clearly when you read the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. When you know that you're not only abstaining yourself from consuming solid and liquids and from sexual relations with our spouses, it also to abstain ourselves from the bad behaviors. Because since you were able to control yourself from these things, from eating, drinking, the sexual lust, you should be able also to control your anger, your behavior. Therefore, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whosoever does not abandon falsehood as well as unrestrained behavior in words and deeds, Allah doesn't care for his abandoning of his food and drink. Falsehood in words means every unlawful statement, like telling lies, backbiting, insulting, and any other prohibited saying. Falsehood in deeds means every unlawful act, like aggression against people, dishonesty, deception, cheating, assault, stealing, listening to haram, all kind of evil deeds and bad deeds. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَصْخَبْ فَإِنْ سَابَّهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمْ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. When any one of you is observing Siyam, fasting on a day, he should neither in dialogue obscene language, nor should he raise his voice. And if anyone try to fight with him, he should say, I'm observing fast. This title, I'm observing fast, it means I'm a person who can control his anger. I'm a person who can control himself. I'm a person who has control over his tongue, his mind, his heart. That's what fast should lead us to. And whenever we be able to realize these meanings, I'm sure our fasting, our Ramadan will be different, will be much, much better. Brothers and sisters, since I don't have much time left, I just want to go over certain points very quickly with you. It should, inshallah, help us to make this our best Ramadan ever. 5, dua. Brothers and sisters, don't ever forget about asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to make this our best Ramadan ever. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 6 months before Ramadan that he will help them to reach Ramadan and to observe Siyam during the Ramadan and to do their best during this month. Then after the month of Ramadan, they will pray for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala another 6 months, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from them whatever they have done during this month. If this is, will tell us something, it will teach us how much the heart should be connected to this month and worry about this month. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, every day from now on, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you, open your heart, open your mind, save you from your evil soul, save you from all evil ideas, and to help you to purify yourself during this month, to do your best during this month, to finish the Quran, to read the whole Quran, to pray every night during the month of Ramadan. Ask Him sincerely, stand in the night, raise your hand. He's the most merciful. He's the one who sees you and listens to you while you are praying in the night or in the day, asking Him to help you, because from Him only we seek our help. Ask Him to help you to be a good Muslim, to be the best Muslim during the month of Ramadan and during the whole year also. Brothers and sisters, number 6, don't let Ramadan start while you still have in your heart envy toward your Muslim brothers or sisters. Clean your heart, because envy is something will block the heart. Whenever there's envy inside the heart, when there's envy and jealousy and all these diseases inside the heart, your heart will not be healthy, will not be a heart who is capable of tasting the sweetness of the iman. Exactly like if you are sick, you cannot taste the sweetness of the juice or enjoy even drinking the water because you are sick. The same thing, if this heart is sick or dead, Allah forbidden, the heart will not be capable of enjoying fasting and will not be able to reach that high level of iman. Free your heart from all kind of envies, jealousies toward your Muslims. 7, brothers and sisters, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before this month starts. Start this month with a new record. Start this month while you're not carrying on your shoulders a lot of sins. Repent, because repentance will erase your sins. So when you start Ramadan with a clean record, with an open heart, with a heart full of regret toward the sins and the evil act you have done in the past, and a heart full of hope and love toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, you will be able to enjoy this month. You will be able to do your best during this month. Repentance means that you quit all sins. Repentance means that you will regret and you will feel sorry for everything you have done. Repentance means that you switch from doing bad to start doing the good. Repentance means that you change your lifestyle from being a person who doesn't care about his religion to be a person who cares about his religion, and your religion is your first priority in your life. Try your best to do all kind of sunnah during this month. Try your best to do all kind of sunan during this month. Whatever the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended us to do, try your best to do it. For instance, he recommended us to delay our suhoor, to try to eat your suhoor just right before Fajr. He recommended us to break our fast exactly when the Maghrib times enter. Don't delay your iftar. He recommended us to break our fast with dates. Look for a date. Purchase some dates. Bring it home or to the masjid. Break your fast with it. Not necessarily because you love dates, but you love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended us to eat dates in the suhoor.